Information discussed in this podcast may be sensitive in nature to some listeners. Listener discretion is advised. Jalen Griffin was having a great summer in 2020. In August, he had just got a new puppy, and like any 12-year-old boy would be, Jalen was thrilled. Jalen was also a creative kid, and as the baby of the family, he had a big supportive network around him. He was a mama's boy, by all accounts, and he loved going to his grandmother's house next door for family dinners. Jalen had a close-knit family, and most lived in the Buffalo, New York area, as he did. On August 4th, 2020, Jalen left to take the puppy for a walk. He returned a little while later and left again, this time without the pup. Jalen told his mom he was going to go to the store and asked her if she needed anything. She said she did not. His mom wasn't worried, however. She knew just what Jalen was up to. He liked to go down to the grocery store on his street and offer to help carry bags for shoppers to earn some money. Usually the shoppers would give him some change in exchange for him helping carry their bags. And this became a normal routine for Jalen. You have to admire a kid with a creative work ethic. But after some time, and Jalen still wasn't home yet, his family began to worry. As time progressed and they couldn't find him, he was soon reported missing, and a community came together to look for this young boy. To date, Jalen still hasn't been seen or heard from. Where is Jalen Griffin? Hello, and welcome back to the Where Are They podcast and another unsolved missing person case. This is the story of a teenage boy who vanished at just 12 years old. And he vanished during broad daylight in a busy city. How does that even happen? Certainly someone out there knows something. Before we dive into this boy's story, I want to give a big welcome and shout out to our newest Patreon member, Gabrielle. Thank you so much for your support and for helping our mission. Jalen's family did have a GoFundMe set up at one point, but it is no longer active. I did reach out to a couple of charities that have been helping spread awareness of his case, as they are the ones I would like to donate these funds to. And I will certainly be sharing all of that information with you on social media and on our website. Be sure to follow us over on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter for those updates. So let's get into the story of Jalen Griffin. Jalen was born on April 22nd, 2008, to mom Joanna, and he would be the baby of the family. Because of this, he was loved and spoiled, maybe a little more than the others. And he had a whole network of people looking after him. Jalen was said to be a mama's boy, and he was super close to everyone in his family, which included his grandmother who lived right next door to them. Jalen spent his childhood up until that point being a happy and carefree and just an overall good kid. The city of Buffalo, New York, where Jalen lived, is a big place, but his family and his community network was tight. He was living in the Broadway Fillmore area of Buffalo. In the summer of 2020, Jalen had just finished fifth grade. The country was still wrapped up in the pandemic, and life was different, sort of. One of Jalen's favorite things to do was go down to the grocery store on his street and help customers carry their bags. In exchange, they would often pay him a little bit or give him a little bit of spare change. And Jalen liked earning some spending money while helping others, even at just age 12. The disappearance. On August 4th, 2020, Jalen woke up as normal. He was ready to enjoy another summer day in Buffalo, New York. The family had a new puppy at that time, and that morning, Jalen was excited to take the puppy for a walk. He headed out for a bit with the puppy and returned home a short while later. He brought the pup back in the house, and he told his mom that he was going to head back outside and go to the store. He even asked if she needed anything, and she said no, she didn't. The store he was talking about was just down the road from his house. And his mom didn't think anything about it. This was something that Jalen did often. And she figured he was headed down to the grocery store like usual to make some extra money carrying bags. But as the afternoon turned into evening, and then darkness fell over Buffalo, Jalen still wasn't home. The store had closed for the night, and his family couldn't find him anywhere. They quickly called police to report him missing and get help finding their boy. But the police, believing Jalen to be a runaway, didn't exactly hit the ground running to look for him. The family was in panic mode. Jalen Griffin had disappeared. The search. As mentioned, authorities didn't exactly pound the pavement in the beginning to look for Jalen. They seemed pretty confident, in fact, that the young boy just ran away from home and would likely come back soon. They advised his parents to just give it some time, a day or two, and he would probably come home. However, his family knew, without a doubt, that that wasn't the case. Jalen was doing well. He was a happy-go-lucky 12-year-old enjoying his summer. He had just got a new puppy, he had figured out a way to make a little bit of money helping people, and Jalen's family was a close one, and he was in a good place. Why would Jalen run away? According to his mom, Joanna, he wouldn't. If police weren't going to really help, it was going to be up to the family, friends, and the community to search for Jalen. They went door to door and put up flyers everywhere they could. But all of that stuff cost money, and his family was struggling to continue the search. But all they wanted to do was find Jalen. And searches continued to turn up very little. Every once in a while, a tip would come in, a sighting. And as soon as it did, the family and volunteers were in that neighborhood talking to everyone, going door to door, and putting up flyers. It was difficult to search otherwise because no one knew quite where to look. He was last seen at his home in the Broadway Fillmore neighborhood of Buffalo, and he possibly went to the grocery store just a short ways down the street, but where else could he have gone? As time went on, the family was becoming more and more heartbroken, but they believed that Jalen was out there, likely lured away by someone or even taken against his will. Authorities might not have been doing a whole lot to find Jalen, but two agencies stepped up to help the family in their search. The Community Action Coalition of Western New York. From their website, CAO of WNY is a source of hope for low-income individuals and families facing adversity. Our mission is to ensure their struggle is not alone. We have the resources and experience and dedicated staff to help our clients overcome problems in their lives and find new ways to succeed. Jalen's family was definitely facing adversity at this time. The Community Action Coalition helped Jalen's family by providing missing person posters and flyers, and helping to organize some actual physical, boots-on-the-ground type of searches. They also have a confidential tip line, and they did receive some tips on Jalen's location, or at least some sightings of Jalen. And as soon as those tips did come in, they quickly organized searches in that area. They wasted no time. Another organization that was big in helping the Griffin family was Bury the Violence. Karima Morris founded Bury the Violence, which helps find missing and runaway children and young adults. They also assist the community in other ways, providing resources, programs, and education, all with the goal of helping end the violence in Buffalo. Karima Morris actually founded this organization after her niece was found murdered. Bury the Violence also stepped in and helped organize searches for Jalen and worked to raise awareness about his story. Thankfully, even if authorities weren't going to do a whole lot to help the Griffin family, these two nonprofit organizations stepped up and really, really helped out.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Buffalo, New York. Buffalo sits on the west side of the state of New York, right on the banks of Lake Erie. Buffalo is the biggest city on the west side of the state. In fact, Buffalo is actually the second biggest city in the state overall, of course, behind New York City itself on the east side. Buffalo's population is just over 275,000 residents. Niagara Falls is just 20 miles away, so the Canadian border is also very close. Crime in Buffalo itself is notoriously high, according to NeighborhoodScout.com. They ranked it a 7 out of 100, which means it is only safer than 7 out of 100 cities. Human trafficking stats specifically are always really hard to track. And while human trafficking on paper is said to be on the rise in Buffalo, authorities have said that it's not because it's happening more. In fact, it's just being reported more. So they actually have those statistics to report. And this is due in part to efforts of the organizations like Bury the Violence and the Community Action Coalition working to raise awareness about human trafficking. Buffalo has always been known to be a very industrial city, but in recent years it has become very cultural as well, with many renowned museums, attractions, universities, and a lot more that actually brings people, tourists, to the area. As for traveling out of Buffalo, you have every option known to man. Buffalo has a major airport, they have train depots, they have bus, they have boats, and of course you can travel by car with several major highways running right through the city. To the direct west sits Lake Erie, and to the north, Canada. So most options to leave the city without leaving the country would involve traveling east or south, or some combination of both. Jalen's neighborhood in particular was the Broadway Fillmore neighborhood of Buffalo. It sits on the lower east side of the city. And more specifically than that, Jalen lived on Warren Avenue. Warren Avenue is a very residential area. It runs between Broadway Street and Memorial Drive. It is a walkable neighborhood, and the short street goes north and south in between two very busy roads. Jalen walked out of his home in the late morning hours of August 4th, 2020. It was daylight. He said he was going to the store right down the street. But did he? Did he ever make it there? On November 23rd, 2020, after Jalen had been missing now for over 3 months, tragedy struck the Griffin family. Jalen's older brother, Jawan, was shot and killed at just 18 years old. The details and circumstances around his death are unclear. Jalen's family at this time still believed that Jalen was out there somewhere, and they hoped that once he heard that news, he would certainly return home. He was close to his brother. He was close to his entire family. If he knew something like that had happened, they knew he would come home. He would never abandon his family during this time. But Jalen never returned home, even for the brother's funeral. His family, especially his mother, believes that Jalen must not have heard the news, or he must not have been able to come home because maybe someone was possibly holding Jalen against his will. The family once again had to deal with trauma and heartbreak just a few months after Jalen vanished. When Jalen disappeared in 2020, there was a lot going on in the world. Could that have hindered search efforts for Jalen? During that time, other parents came forward to express their dissatisfaction with how authorities handled their missing children reports. Many, if not all of them, were told to wait 24 to 48 hours. But those are the most crucial hours to search for missing persons, especially missing children. And even if the child is a runaway, kids are not equipped to live on their own or live on the streets. The urgency to find them still needs to be there. Runaway or not, they are certainly in danger. Since that time, however, authorities in Buffalo seem to have taken a different approach to searching for missing kids. In 2022, there was a total of 78 missing children reports in the greater Buffalo area. This is what one officer, Trooper James O'Callaghan, had to say about that. Quote, "That number is a lot and it needs to be taken serious. Time is important. The let's wait 24 hour thing, that's gone." End quote. I'm glad to hear that. Missing children reports, missing person reports need to be acted on immediately. I hope they put their actions behind their words in Buffalo. Jalen Griffin disappeared in the middle of the day on August 4th, 2020, doing what many 12-year-olds do, spending time outside enjoying their summer. How does this happen? This leads me to my many questions. Was it confirmed he ever made it to the store at the end of his street that day? The store that he had told his mother he was headed to? Is there any CCTV footage from the store or any other nearby store or business of Jalen from that day? And if so, was he alone? Are there any other verifiable sightings of Jalen from that day or the days after, really? And again, was he alone? Does he have any electronics to check? A phone, a computer, a tablet, etc.? Perhaps he had been communicating with someone. Did any friends provide any insight as to where he could have went that day? Or if he had any thoughts to leave or run away, as authorities believe he had? We know that many, many sightings did come in, mostly from the information from the nonprofit agencies working with Jalen's family, but were any of them confirmed to actually be Jalen? Do we know where he was last seen, other than his home on Warren Avenue, by his mother? What questions do you have? What do you think happened to Jalen Griffin on August 4th, 2020? Jalen is described as an African-American male with brown eyes and black hair cut short. He was 5'3" tall and he weighed around 145 pounds when he was last seen in August 2020. Jalen was just 12 years old then, and he would today be 15 years old. He was last known to be wearing a black or a gray and black striped t-shirt, sweatpants, and white Nike sneakers. Anyone with any information on the whereabouts of Jalen Griffin, please contact the Buffalo Police Department at 716-853-2222. Also, if you see Jalen Griffin or if you would like to help search for him, you're asked to call the GYC or the Community Action Confidential Tip Line at 716-770-9093. You can remain anonymous. I will share the information for the Community Action Coalition and the Bury the Violence organizations in the show notes. They do a lot of good for the city of Buffalo, and they help out a lot of families. There is a private Facebook group set up for Jalen, but I'm not sure how well it is monitored or if it is active. But if you'd like to check it out, I will link that in the show notes for you as well. Such a strange case of a young boy that disappears into thin air on busy city streets in broad daylight. It truly doesn't seem possible. Again, I want to give a shout out to our newest Patreon member, Gabrielle. Your support is what helps us continue our mission and help support the charities that we do. We are looking into both of these charities that we've talked about here out of Buffalo to donate on behalf of Jalen. If you'd like to support us over on Patreon, you can find that link in the show notes. You can also support us by following us on social media and by leaving us a 5-star rating and review on your podcast platform of choice. If you'd like to leave us any feedback or case suggestions, you can now leave us a voice message. That link will also be in the notes or on our website at wherearethepodcast.com. Also on our website, you will find all of our previous episodes and our daily blog post where we share on this day missing person cases. I welcome your email as well. You can reach me at canwefindthem@gmail.com. Your case suggestions are so important for us to find those little known cases, the ones that need talked about more. It's the only way for us truly to know about those cases. Thank you so much for listening to Jalen's story today. It's heartbreaking to see how distraught his family is and to know that their son, their grandson, and their brother is possibly out there somewhere. Possibly in danger, possibly in need of help. Keep sharing his story any way that you can. More people need to know about Jalen, and they need to know his name and his story. We need your help to get that out there. Thank you again for tuning in to this week's Missing Persons Story. We will be back again very soon with another unsolved missing persons case. And until then, stay safe and hug your loved ones.